Hey, lady, welcome. This is a podcast on how to have it all. That's right, you get to have a body, a relationship, a career, a business, a bank account of your dreams. And in this podcast, you'll learn how to get it.
Happy Sunday, lady. It's a Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm not sure where you are on the spectrum of watching sports or being into sports. I am on that end of a range where I pretty much know the name of the sport and can't tell you much past that. But I have a great lesson for you from in the spirit of the Super Bowl Sunday. Outside of a halftime show and the commercials, what I love about the game, the idea of the game, camaraderie and all that good stuff, but that's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about getting in the game, playing, training, practicing, but actively participating. And you know me, always looking for a metaphor for life and business, but this is such a great lesson. When you're building a business, when you're growing, when you're starting something new, there is absolutely nothing that can replace taking action. Nothing that can replace putting the work in. Nothing that can replace actually getting in the game. Getting your hands dirty, trying, failing, trying again. Getting things figured out on the way as you go. The smart, the sophisticated, the intelligent kind of women that you and I are, we tend to strategize, talk about things in theory, think certain things over till, you know, wait, think it over till death. But what I'm saying is we tend to really plan three steps ahead when all you and I need to do is just take one step. Take one step, take action, review, adjust, take another step. Review, adjust, take another step. Figuring things out as you go is so much easier than doing all that prep, hypothetical stuff and never actually getting in the game. And I'm going to call out those of you who are willing and eager to flirt with the idea of starting a business, to work around that idea by staying comfortable with your current income and your current job, staying comfortable and just dabbling just enough to say, hey, you know, I got a coaching certification. I bought a domain. I maybe started a blog that nobody knows about. Right. So just playing around, just flirting around with the idea. And you can be like, hey, Jenya, what the heck are you talking about? I spent $6,000 on my coaching certification. I'm in. My skin is in the game. Good. But listen, have you proactively started pursuing customers? Have you been talking about your business? Have you invested in getting the knowledge around how to run a business, how to be a businesswoman, how to be a business owner? Or are you still building those coaching skills? Are you still taking certifications on how to be a better coach? Listen, do you know what makes you a better coach? Actually being one, actually practicing actively with your clients, looking for that next client, looking for the first client, maybe getting somebody to work with you for free in exchange for their testimonial, but getting in the game. We can study the theory, we can study and learn and get more skills and get more certificates, but never getting in the game will never get you to the point of actually running a solid business. It is scary, it's overwhelming, but taking a deep breath and taking the first step is what you truly need to do. Practice, 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 do, less theory, more practical, actionable steps. All right, so check yourself. Are you still in the zone of, oh, I have this idea, I have this business, and I've been so busy doing all this busy work, but actually the things that move the needle forward have not yet taken place? And that's all right. But if you have awareness, then you can call yourself out. Then you can say, oh, shoot, I keep using the lack of skill as a crutch. I keep going back to another training, another certification, another way to get better at the thing I haven't yet started practicing. So get out there, get in the game, go big, and enjoy the Super Bowl if that's your thing. Enjoy the Super Bowl, woman.